My name's Andrew Sawyer. I'm a photographer based in Manchester. I do all different kinds of photography. The stuff that's being shown at the Corner House is work from selected works from two artist residencies I did this previous summer, July and September 2012, in Sweden and in Morocco.
If you could tell us just a little bit about the residencies, whichever one you want to talk about first.
Well, let's do it chronologically. The Sweden one, it was a month-long residency. It was called Arna, which is an organisation out there that concentrate on artists and nature and that whole combination there. So it was, it was largely self-directed, which is interesting for me to, have to actually concentrate on something, but also to just have the time to be able to concentrate on something. It was fantastic. And the people there in the little village that we were staying in were always interested and really encouraging and wanting us to come and have ice cream with them or go hunting with them and things like that. It was brilliant, brilliant experience. And then in September, it was in Casablanca in Morocco, which was a much bigger group of people, and it was largely based on collaboration. We had to do individual works as well, and there were musicians involved, which, it was great to see all these different facets of art combined. It was really good. That was for a shorter period of time, and there was a lot to get in. I mean, we had to do collaborative video works as well in little groups. That was based around a theme, though, which was the deconstruction and then the reconstruction of that society. Casablanca's on the cusp of Africa, so it's got a lot of European influence there, and it's I guess trying to describe visually how that's impacted on traditional Africa. Both amazing experiences, though, fantastic.
I'm very drawn to the images that were taken in Morocco. In particular, there's one called Omar.
Oh,
Can you tell us a bit more about him?
Omar, he's an artist. He apparently lived in London for a little while. He would paint stuff all the time commercially, but he's originally from Casablanca and he went back there when he retired, and he would paint signs now is what he did. As part of our collaborative film, we wanted to do the title cards in Arabic. We bumped into him in the Medina and he offered to show us how to how to write in Arabic with like two pens together, so you could get like almost three-dimensional lettering and stuff. He was just super nice and just wanted to help and be a part of it. It didn't matter where we were from or anything. He was just like, "Oh, you're an artist. I'm an artist too," and just kind of wanted to be involved. And it was that kind-hearted nature that was apparent everywhere. But he was a legend. He was really, really cool.
It's cool. It's a lovely standout photograph of him as well. It seems very, very warm when you look at it. Someone like myself, who I would consider as a complete beginner to photography, I've always been fascinated by it. I'm only just getting into it, and as I understand, you've only been doing it for 3 years yourself.
Well, just over three, like about 3.5 years now.
Yeah, and you've progressed to such a high standard incredibly quickly, I feel.
Well, thank you.
From looking at it, what kind of advice might you give to an amateur photographer like myself, for example, to achieve a great quality?
I mean, since I started, I don't know, I've just been interested in it, So I've always just kind of taken pictures and then wanted to take better pictures, you know what I mean? It's kind of been like a furtherment for me. I've always wanted to just progress, and I've been, I don't know, every artist is the same. You're your own worst critic, aren't you? But that's a good thing, I think. I was speaking to some students about this recently. Like, I saw a lot of stuff that was like heavily reliant on like a massive blurb and things like that, especially with exhibitions. I think if you need to write loads of stuff, then maybe, it's not that you haven't taken the right picture. Do you know what I mean? But I don't know, in terms of like progressing, I think as long as you're honest with yourself about it, it's like photography, it's a weird thing for me. It's amazing because it's just so personal. Say me and you, we go to the same place and we stand in the same place, and even there, stood there, there's an infinite number of possibilities for the way that you would shoot it and the way that I would shoot it. So what's the difference? The only difference is maybe the way emotionally that we would approach a scene or a shot or something. It's, for me, all of these shots have been influenced by, it's an emotional response to something, isn't it? It's so, if that's the way you want to show it, then that's correct for you. You know, it's you know, some of those would be slightly incorrect scientifically, but they're aesthetically pleasing. It's that contradiction, isn't it? But what makes a good picture? It's up to you at the end of the day.